The lead singer of the Irish rock band The Cranberries died today. Dolores O'Riordan's smooth but powerful voice became known around the world after her band's success with songs like Linger and Zombie. O'Riordan died suddenly today at the age of 46. We don't have many details about her death, so we want to talk about her life. To do that, we are joined by Ronan McGreevy of the Irish Times. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks for being here. How popular was Dolores O'Riordan and the Cranberries, especially in Ireland in the 90s when they were so popular around the world?
Well, they were the biggest Irish band after the U2, really. They came out of nowhere while they came out of the city of Limerick in the west of Ireland, but their success could never have been predicted. But they had huge songs, as you said. Linger was one of them, probably the most famous. There's a couple of albums as well that were massive around the world. They, No Need to Argue, Into the Faith from the Pop. They were probably the biggest Irish band of the 1990s.
Right. And O'Riordan grew up in a big family in Limerick. She was the youngest of seven. She was actually known as the Queen of Limerick. How did she become the lead singer of this band?
Well, they originally had a male lead singer. They were going to be a traditional rock band. And then somebody heard her sing in 1989 and said, would you like to audition for this band? And they changed their name to the Camp Cranberries, and they also changed their song to something that was much more mellow. And she turned out to be a very, very rare talent, I think it's fair to say. Very unique voice, very unique take on things. And it's fair to say nobody really predicted how big they would get in that era.
Right. What's been the reaction today in Ireland to the news of her death?
Absolute shock. She's only 46 years of age. She actually has... she kind of disappeared off the scene for a long time, especially after there was a near rape incident in 2014. But she came back last year. They released an album of acoustic covers of their own music. There was talk of a new Cranberries album. She posted something on Facebook before Christmas saying that she's in great form and that she's looking forward to Christmas. And she wished all the Cranberries fans a happy new year. But she's been dogged in recent years, I think, by mental health issues. I think it's no secret. In fact, it surfaced that, as I said to you before, Kelly, that she had been involved in a near rape incident in 2014. She was hospitalized after that. She was bipolar, and she had paranoid delusions at that time. And she made no secret of the fact that she needed help for her mental difficulties. But unfortunately, it's too late in the end.
Ronan McGreevy of the Irish Times remembering Irish singer Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries. She passed away today at the age of 46. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thank you.